What is going on, crafters? Welcome back to another episode of Dig Straight Down with me, your host, Rebel JC. If this is your first time tuning into the podcast, I want to welcome you here. This is a podcast about Minecraft updates, whether those are updates that are actually coming to the game, or these are updates that we're making up on our own just for fun. Either way, if either of those things are interesting to you at all, you are in the right place. Let's get this episode kicked off now with the Q&A segment. The Q&A segment is when I like to turn the spotlight on you guys, the listeners, and feature your ideas and opinions about all things Minecraft. In fact, that's kind of the theme of this podcast, that it's become really about what the community thinks about Minecraft. And I love that about the podcast. So thank you guys so much for participating. Let's get it off here with the Q&A segment. A few episodes ago, I asked you guys, what's the worst part of the end update of the end dimension that needs to be changed? The end dimension, iconic, but definitely something that the whole community is looking forward to Mojang updating one day. It's bound to be an amazing update, and there are no end of opinions on this matter. So let's start off here with Jake. Jake simply says it needs more biomes. I got to agree, it does need more biomes. It's very visually same all throughout the entire dimension. Nightwolf kind of says the same thing and says it's so bland. I agree. It's a kind of a boring, bland place, at least visually. I mean, there's a lot of cool stuff to do there as far as raiding in cities and building Enderman farms, that kind of thing, but it is a very visually bland place. John Marshmallow says, the Ender Dragon fight, it's too easy. Maybe if you drink an ominous bottle before you respawn the dragon, the crystals around the portal flash blue and explode to reveal a much stronger Ender Dragon. I love that idea. Making an ominous dragon would be an amazing thing. I hope that something like this needs to be added to the game, where the ominous effect actually changes something that has been around in the game for a long time. And I think the dragon fight might be the way to go. If not the wither battle, that would also be really, really cool. Oliver says the end island should be changed to be more exciting, like maybe there could be holes in it or something else, but it's quite boring. Holes in it would be really crazy. Very challenging. But yeah, I do think that some more interesting things need to be brought to the main end island. And I have some ideas for that that we will cover in a future Wednesday episode. But stay tuned for that. Zachary says the main end island slash boss fight is kind of bland. And I think most people would agree. Akiko says it's boring. There needs to be more exciting things to explore. Maybe things you can only get to with Elytra. Very cool idea. The Albatross says Enderman. There's too many and you can barely see with a pumpkin on. I agree that they need to be reduced in number, I think. Connor says the end cities, they need to be changed to be harder to find. Now, there's an opinion I do not agree with. I feel like they're hard enough to find as is here. Let's see here. Energy Turtle says we need more biomes. An end forest with levitation trees would be good. So a forest in the end, I think, would be really cool to have. Downtime says terrain. It's all the same, and Endermen have a one-click fix, peaceful mode. But I don't want to play on peaceful mode. I just think that Endermen need to be reduced in number. The terrain is very same all the way through, except for the changes in size to end islands. But, like, the top of the end islands are all the same. There's nothing really interesting going on there. Mark says there are way too many Endermen, and they are more annoying than the boss. Actually true. Anna says the outer islands need more biomes. Definitely agree with that as well. Quacky says how you have to kill the dragon before you can explore unless you want to build a really long bridge. Also, you can build flying machines if you're really adventurous. I don't know. I kind of like that the outer end islands are kind of gatekept by the dragon. It makes sense that you have to unlock the rewards of this dimension by doing the boss battle, which means the boss battle doesn't need to be difficult. It was a very difficult word to think of there. I think that it could be more interesting, but I don't think it needs to be any more difficult. And I definitely like that the rest of the dimension is locked behind the dragon. Evie says, I think that's how I'm pronouncing it right, the biome problem. There's only one, and it becomes boring going through the same thing over and over again in search of end cities. You know what? Actually, the end has a handful of biomes. The problem is they all look the same. So I think that even if they just introduced new blocks, it would look different, and it would be enough of a difference to make it feel a little bit less boring. But I would like to see a little bit more than just new blocks as well. And finally, Silas says, I know that the end dimension is supposed to be kind of blank, but some life is desperately needed for the end dimension. And I got to agree. I do think that the basic feel of the end should still be the same, but I do think it will be less barren no matter what they do to update the end. I think any update to the end will make it feel a little bit less empty, but that's a good thing. I think it can be, that can be balanced out by making sure the Endermen don't spawn as much as they do right now, all over the place. Just doing that would make it feel a lot less full of life, I think. That might be a good way to balance out anything that they would add to the end dimension. Well, thank you so much, guys, for these ideas. If you would like yours read out in a future episode, go to this episode on Spotify and interact with the Q&A post there, or you can do so on the Discord. The link is in the description. I have a whole channel dedicated to the Q&A segment, and that is a good place to go and respond to this question there. Speaking of the Discord, again, the link is in the description. It's a great place to go and chat with other people who like to listen to the podcast and talk about things like the podcast, like Minecraft updates, and maybe even collaborate on the One Block Challenge. The One Block Challenge is a challenge that I do here every week for this podcast. And what I do is I essentially say, here's the theme, and I challenge you to come up with a block to add to Minecraft around that theme. The current theme for this week's One Block Challenge is replacing. So a block that has something to do with replacing. And I want to see you guys have some fun with this. If you need a refresher on how to do the challenge, all of the information is in the description of this episode. You can go there and check it out. All right, guys, with that all being said, let's get into the main discussion of this episode. And for the main discussion, I'm going to touch briefly on some things that are coming to Minecraft. Of course, the big reveal is that they have finally announced what the official name for 1.21 is, and it is the Tricky Trials update. So that's the name of it, Tricky Trials. I feel like it kind of has the same vibe as Buzzy Bees, in my opinion. They're not doing the caves and cliffs kind of thing. There's no something and something else in this name. It's just Tricky Trials. And I think that, honestly, it kind of fits the update. This is definitely a trial chamber update. I do think that they have missed some of the marks a little bit, but all in all, this is a good update. And I think that I'm just glad to finally have a name for it, Tricky Trials. It'll be a long time before I stop saying 1.21, but Tricky Trials is, I think, a fine name for this update. Also, in addition to this, they have released the soundtrack for 1.21, the Tricky Trials update, and you can find it on Spotify. They have a whole article on Minecraft.net where they interviewed the composers of the soundtrack and that talked to them about the music. I thought it was a really, really good insight on the process and the mindset that these artists have when it comes to Minecraft music, and I think that's a really good thing to go read. The music sounds wonderful. Of course, we've listened to the soundtrack here in my family over and over again. My kids love it. And I think that they knocked it out of the park again. I love Minecraft music. I think it's one of the best things about the game. And especially Lena Raine, I think she has been the best composer recently for Minecraft music. And I just love her contributions to the soundtrack. Everyone else is great. I have a particular fondness for her music specifically. But all in all, I think that it is shaping up to be a great release for this update. We're going to read a listener email here and close out the episode. This email comes from Liam, and they write, "Hi, Rebel JC, here are my ideas for fixing the Trident." And of course, automatically one of my favorite emails ever. They say, what if you could craft it with a different weapon to make a combined weapon? With this, you could put your mace on your trident, which would let your trident deal damage based on how high it came from. This would mean that if you hurled the trident high into the air, it would do more damage than a straight shot at someone. You could also put a crossbow on your trident so you could shoot firework rockets from your trident, removing the need for the loyalty enchantment to use the ranged trident well. However, combining the trident to something would come at a price. It would remove the ability to enchant your combined weapon. Liam died after trying to enchant the mace trident with density, but his enchanting table exploded. Okay, so I think this is a very interesting idea. And while I don't know if this would be great for the trident, I personally think that the trident just needs to be a good weapon on its own. I like the creativity behind this idea. I think that having a weapon in the game where you can combine it with another weapon in the game to sort of combine their strengths and maybe even combine their enchantments, I think that that would be really, really cool. The trident, I think, would be interesting for this. Combining it for the mace, obviously, would make it a very, very powerful thing. I feel like everyone would want to combine it with the mace, and it would obviously make this one of the most powerful weapons in the game. But this is a really cool idea when it comes to maybe further customizing your approach to combat. Maybe there's a particular way that you like to fight. You really like to deal a lot of damage from far away distance, and so you could combine two things to get that combination just right for you. I feel like that would be really, really cool to see. Very creative idea, and of course the price here of not being able to enchant it once you've combined two things, totally fair, considering the powerful combinations that you could possibly have. So thank you so much, Liam, for this idea, for this email, and that'll bring us to the end of this episode. You can send me your questions, your comments, and ideas to digstraightdowncast@gmail.com. The music featured on this podcast was created by Miles Roxalot, and I have been your host, Rebel JC. Until next episode, keep digging straight down. I will see you at Bedrock.